This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal.
There's a World Trade Organization meeting going on this week in Buenos Aires, in the course of which today, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer complained too many countries aren't following the rules on global trade. A lot of relatively wealthy countries, he said, are getting unfair advantages by being classified as emerging economies. Analysts reading between the lines here took that as a swipe at China, a country for which President Trump, as we've been reporting, does not have a lot of economic love. However, after the president's visit last month, China announced it's going to ease up on restrictions on foreign companies doing business there, including financial services, which is a sector worth, as you might imagine, trillions of dollars. Our China correspondent Jennifer Pak has more on that from Shanghai.
Here's why President Trump says China is not playing fair when it comes to trade. Chinese companies can, for the most part, operate freely in the U.S. But when American businesses come to China, there are government restrictions. Thomas Chong has worked in asset management, pension, and life insurance in Asia for more than 17 years.
In China, the insurance industry was very restrictive to foreign investors in that if you have more than 25% foreign share ownership, your ability to grow your business is subject to getting one city license at a time.
He's now the head of Principal Financial Group's North Asia division. When his company came to China in 2005, like other foreign investors, it was limited to a minority stake in a joint venture. The Chinese government has been relaxing these rules, but American companies complain it's been too slow. Then, just after Trump left Beijing last month, China announced that foreign companies will have even more control. Here's the Chinese Vice Finance Minister Zhu Guangyao telling journalists that China plans to get rid of limits on foreign investment in Chinese banks, although he did not say when it might happen. Many analysts say the Chinese have made a big concession to the U.S., perhaps to avoid any retaliation from Trump. But it's also because China is worried about its bad debt. Brock Silvers is with the investment advisory group Kaiyuan Capital, based in Shanghai.
Banks and related financials have very problematic balance sheets, and these reforms seem a bit like an invitation to foreign capital to come help bail out China's credit bubble.
China will also allow foreign investors to own up to 51% of Chinese securities firms, fund managers, futures, and insurance companies. And eventually, the foreign firms will be able to run their own operations here. American investors have welcomed these reforms, but they're not fighting to get in. Silver says some long-established Chinese players are now too big to beat.
If you look at the lending market in China, it's already quite crowded and competitive, and I don't see an obvious opening for foreign firms and capital.
And China still has many other controls on foreign banks and investors. That's because it's still a developing country, says Lian Ping. He's the director of industry research at the China Banking Association. He tells me that Chinese banks are still playing catch-up to the U.S. in terms of how they're run and how they manage risks. So he says China needs American expertise to help make Chinese banks more competitive. But what would it take to really shake up the industry? Again, Thomas Chong of the Principal Financial Group.
I think what would really be a game changer for the whole industry is when the market opens up to allow Chinese investors to invest globally without restrictions.
China is still a long way from that, but Chong says the latest announcement of more foreign control is an important step. He's just not convinced that his company needs to renegotiate its joint venture deal. In part because business is so good that his company has hired more technical support and experts back in the U.S. So Americans should cheer on their businesses in China. Because if they do well here, they could create more high-paying jobs in the U.S. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.